President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are on the campaign trail again this week. They're campaigning for the administration's massive COVID-19 rescue plan Biden signed last week. It was approved by Congress without Republican support. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He joins us now. And Julian, I think it can be hard for a lot of us to realize the magnitude of a measure like this as it's happening. Start with the sheer scale of this COVID relief package. How does it compare, for instance, with FDR's New Deal?
Well, it's a huge bill, which will have major effects on our immediate crisis with the pandemic. And it has provisions such as the expansion of the child credit, strengthening of the ACA, that will have long-term ramifications. It's not quite a New Deal, though. The New Deal was a huge array of programs, from the Tennessee Valley Authority to banking insurance to Social Security, that remade the social contract on a permanent basis. And so while this is large, it's very significant, it's too early to see this as being comparable to a period where the federal government was essentially remade.
Although I wonder if it's attempting to be a new deal. Could the COVID rescue plan is really a response to a public health crisis, which has had a staggering economic cost. In that respect, is the situation similar to what Roosevelt faced during the Great Depression? Does Biden's plan really address how severely people are hurting today?
Well, it is comparable, and I do think the Great Depression is a model, a comparison point for the kind of crisis that we face today that has just rippled throughout every part of American society. I do think the bill is responsive to that crisis. It does things like provide states and localities with more money. It helps with the vaccine rollout. It will help schools reopen, which are all essential pillars of what we need to rebuild. But it has to go hand in hand with the public health program and the actual implementation of the vaccine rollout, because ultimately we're not looking for an economic stimulus. We're looking for normalcy again. And so I think it's going to be a set of policies that hopefully get us back there.
And what about the way Biden, as we said, is campaigning for this? He's on this Help Is Here tour. Compare that to FDR's campaign, his selling of the New Deal and his famous fireside chats on the radio. And let's listen to one of them. Here he is in the first fireside chat. It happened March 12th of 1933. There'd been a run on the banks because the economy had collapsed and people were trying to pull all their cash out.
I want to tell you what has been done in the last few days and why it was done, and what the next steps are going to be.
Now, FDR faced opposition from some Republicans, and Biden didn't get any support for his COVID relief plan. How do the politics compare then to now, and how does public opinion compare?
Well, I think the politics of what Biden is doing is a little bit like FDR. He's trying to sell the program. He's trying to remind voters what he just did. He's responding to the fact many people thought President Obama didn't do enough of that back in 2009 with his stimulus program, and ultimately hurt himself politically. Unlike FDR, though, President Biden faces a Republican Party where there'll be zero potential for compromise. On the other hand, he faces a party that's much more united internally than Democrats were back in the 30s when there was a division between Southerners and Northerners. So if Biden's willing to be partisan, if he's willing to focus on keeping his party together, I think he has a lot of opportunities ahead of him.
And you say Democrats were right to go big on this these days, on Biden's plan. Why?
Look, voters like leaders who lead, and the way presidents do that is to pass big programs. And Americans also like public policies. They often rail against government, but they love their Social Security. They love their Medicare. And to get big programs, you have to be willing to take risks. And if this program that just passed works, and if it gets us back to a more normal place in a few months, I think voters are going to be quite pleased with the Biden administration.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Nice to talk to you as always, Julian. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.